Hi, this is Claire. As some of you know, I'm having a pretty shitty time last week, and on Sunday I decided it's a new week and it's gonna be great. I'm gonna put all that shit behind me, and Monday sadly did not impress. And Monday, which is yesterday, I recorded something, but yeah, in line with having a shitty week, I actually didn't manage to save it, so I'm going to re-record now. And what I decided to do when I was so down in the dumps and upset and everything felt really bad, I decided to, one, think of a request I saw here quite a while ago, but that's been in the back of my head for some time. And I also might have done this just even if I hadn't seen it, because when I am in the worst of myself, I want to try and focus on what is good. So I, basically this is going to be about me talking about stuff I love. And the first thing is thrift shops. I love thrift shops and flea markets. Where you can find forgotten treasures from forlorn times. most of clothes I own, definitely, maybe not most of clothes I wear, come from thrift shops or sales where operas have sold their stage clothes. And like, I bought both new and old things, and I'm actually right now in a place in my life where I financially don't have to buy used clothes if I don't want to, but I really like it, both because it's environmentally friendly and because it just is so much more personal a lot of the time. I mean, sometimes at flea markets people have clothes from the H&M's collection from last year, which is great as well, if I can buy them 90% off. but otherwise, I really love the personal feel of buying used clothes. So that's one of my favourite things. My second favourite is roses. I don't mean the roses bought in a shop that are imported from Africa. I mean the roses that are blooming right now in English gardens, and I hope in other places as well. The yellow ones, the pink ones, the fragrance they have, they're just so beautiful. the smell, everything. A lot of men have bought me roses, and I won't say I'm not thankful. Of course I'm thankful, but cut roses always die. I mean, all roses die, but cut roses die within a few days, a week, and it always seems so sad for me that cut flowers die. So I the garden roses, the climbing roses, the beautiful, beautiful yellow ones that are blooming in a garden just by the a street in London. That's what I think about when I think that I love roses. I'm talking about London. One of the things I love is how different cities, I won't say smell different, because that's how I experience it, but I think there's something else. I don't think it's actually smell, but if I go to London or I go to Berlin, which are two of my absolute favourite cities, it's a feeling I get as soon as I get off the plane. Before anyone even talks to me, before I'm even sure which country I'm in. It's just two breaths, and it's like the air is buzzing with the specific feel of this city. And that has always fascinated me and amazed me, how different cities can feel so extremely different in such a wonderful way. I can't explain it more than that, so I'll have to get on. Completely different. I love perfume. I love perfume, not Justin Bieber's last perfume, but the old perfume houses, Guerlain, Rochat, and more Chanel, of course, even though I don't like Chanel No. 5. I'm a pretty cheap date. I live quite simply. But there are a few things that I want to spend money on, or that I don't think are worth buying unless it's top quality, and one of those is perfume. So I don't buy whole bottles, I buy vials. Anyway, the thing I love about perfume is it's experiencing an emotion in a way. Like any other type of emotional experience, whether looking at a painting or, well, sexual, or hearing music, it's one of the senses that the olfactory sense actually is closest to our brain physiologically, and it seems kind of forgotten in our culture. And one of the things I love about perfume is trying to explain it in another medium. In my case, words. I use words as most humans. So that is also something that is one of my favourite things, trying to convert one type of experience, sensual experience, to another type of sense. So talking about perfumes, or explaining how painting makes you feel, or painting an emotion or verbalizing a physical experience, which is what at least Gone Wild Audio is about. Pillow Talk, maybe. Well, I won't say Gone Wild Audio is about it, but it's an aspect that I find so exciting, and so it's a challenge to try and talk about how one sense feels in different medium. Okay, enough about that. I love making up silly songs, which I do every day. Making breakfast, I can sing the making breakfast song, which I'll make up. They usually rhyme, but yeah, if you're gonna live with me, you have to be able to live with the fact that I make up silly songs about what I'm doing, and maybe about you. So basically, making breakfast, that is great, something like that, but all right. Anyway. Another thing I like is colourful beads. I have a lot of beaded necklaces that I've bought because I have to dress very conservatively at work, and beaded necklaces in great colours is such an easy way to sort of just express some type of personality. I was inspired by a colleague of mine that wore a lot of them, and I just got hooked. And buying beads is like being a kid in a candy store, so that's such a great feeling. Another thing I love is that there are subreddits for everything. Everything. I'm very happy that I found Reddit. It's not long ago I did. And I think it's wonderful. There are subreddits for everything. And if they aren't, you can make them, and people will, I hope, come. join. Another thing I like is that we humans are able to think about this type of thing. We can think about what we like. When we have a bad day, we can actually, as I'm doing now, sit down and think about things that are better. And that's a wonderful gift we have as human beings. We have the opposite of it, of course, that we can worry and think back at things that happened. But that, it's a gift and a curse, and we have to use it wisely. And Dan Gilbert is a psychologist at Harvard, who has done the TED Talk I appreciate a lot, and he expresses it as we have a brain that can synthesize happiness. And with this he means that we can look back on our lives and be happy about it, which is quite common that we do, but we can also look forward and imagine what we want to happen, and that having that brain that can synthesize happiness, that's the greatest gift we can ever have. I'm not religious, I'm an atheist believing in complete evolution, but it's so amazing that I can have a bad day and sit here and think of the things I like and actually feel better. Because how I feel is not completely decided by what happens to me. It's in part, I will never say it's a choice, but I will say in part I can influence the feeling I have. And that's so amazing. And considering what I've been talking about, are there any guesses what will happen now?
Raindrops and roses and whiskers and kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are few of my favorite things. Cream colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that fall on my nose and my lashes. Silver white winters and mountain springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers and kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are few of my favorite things. Cream colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls with white dresses and blue satin sashes. Snowflakes fall on my nose and my lashes. Silver white winters and mountain springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and that I don't feel so bad.